Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis, my partner is Greg Kot, and if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. Like Logan Molin. Logan, I hope I said your name right. We do appreciate you, and we thank you for your support. As you know, Greg and I have crammed our brains so full of music, there's no telling what bubbles up on any given day. But when one of us has a song in our head we can't live without, we add it to the Desert Island Jukebox. Songs we'd want to be stuck with for as long as it takes to rescue us. Greg, it is your chance to add a song today. Give us a little hint of what you got in store.
Jim, I'm going to pay tribute to one of the undersung Motown greats. He was a great. I don't think he fully is appreciated. I'm going to talk a little bit about him.
I suspected you might be going there, and I can't wait to hear it. We'll hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. And we're back. Greg, a Motown great, underheralded, underappreciated. I want to hear who you got in mind.
Well, this guy's name always got stuck in the middle of Holland and Holland. Holland Dozier Holland, right?
Yeah.
That was basically a shorthand version of saying these guys wrote all the hits for Motown for about a four-year period.
Yeah.
It was an incredible run of greatness. Motown was in its infancy, and it got off the ground with people like Smokey Robinson, one of the great artists on the label, writing a lot of their early songs, along with the founder, Berry Gordy. But I think Motown really upped its game when they brought along Brian and Eddie Holland and Lamont Dozier, circa 1962. Those guys, between the three of them, coming up with most of the hits for Martha and the Vandellas, you know, Heat Wave, Jimmy Mac, The Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love, Baby Love.
One second. Imagine having written all of those songs, plus many, many, many others. Well, but I mean, like, holy cow.
It's an incredible run. I mean, 80 top 40 singles between 1963 and 72, including 15 that went to number one. Imagine that. 15 number one hits in the United States of America during that period of time. And this is a time when, you know, you had the Beatles running around, the Rolling Stones, and all these major bands, Creedence Clearwater Revival, whatever you want to say. Motown was right in there in the thick of the charts, and Holland Dozier, Holland were a big, big part of that. Lamont Dozier, a kid growing up in Detroit, he started out with nothing, shining shoes and working as a custodian. That's how he got his way into Motown in the first place. You know,
he was cleaning Motown clean the floors, studios.
Right? Wow. You know, and he's also singing in doo-wop groups and writing songs on grocery bags. You know, the piece of paper, I'm going to rip up this grocery bag and write some lyrics on here. He got offered a job as a songwriter in 1961 at age 20 with a salary, a whopping $25 a week. Barry Gordy. Gordy was not known for throwing money around.
Not the most generous man. I hope he got it on the back end, Mr. Dozier.
Well, I think he did. He was introduced to the Holland Brothers, Eddie and Brian, in 1962. The three of them were the songwriting team. Once interviewed Dozier, and because he wrote this amazing book, basically a memoir. You know, I said, "What was it? How did you guys split up the duties?" You know, and he says, "Well, Eddie was the lyric guy. Brian was all music. I was the I was the idea guy that linked the two together." You know, he would come up with these kind of inventive ideas for arrangements, and you know, how does this melody go with that lyric? Occasionally he'd be contributing lyrical ideas, like "Stop in the Name of Love." That was him talking about a romantic encounter he had that sort of went the wrong way.
It happens.
And I'll, you know, you'll have to read the book to find out the full story behind that one. But anyway, the point being that he was sort of the glue guy in the trio. As much as I admire the work that he did with the Supremes and Martha and the Vandellas, I think what he really did was realize the potential of the Four Tops. They were sort of like in that second tier of Motown acts. We're not really sure what to do with these guys. You know, they sort of had a Vegas-y background, you know, ballady type songs. Levi Stubbs was this incredible vocalist. And I think Lamont recognized the genius of Levi Stubbs and the Four Tops and really wrote some amazing things for them. And
was he on board during the psychedelic period?
The psychedelic era, Jim, you know, Norman Whitfield was the guy, you know, and Barrett Strong to an extent. These guys were the keys to that sound. The Holland Dozier Holland team had left by that point to start their own label. But, you know, the stuff they did with the Four Tops really pushed the envelope from an innovation standpoint. Reach Out, I'll Be There, you know, just a gigantic song in 1966.
I love the slight hint of echo, you know.
And Dozier told me that he and Brian Holland sat down at the piano and they were trading ideas, and they sort of were shifting the mood of the song from minor to major keys back and forth, sort of toggling back and forth. So that's one thing. Then Dozier was talking about, how did I want Levi to sing this song? And he said, I was really fired up by Dylan's phrasing on Like a Rolling Stone. And you're going, Bob Dylan influencing one of the biggest Motown hits of all time, including one of the great vocalists of all time. Nobody may appreciate that, but the connection.
Dylan can't sing, people still say.
You know, he loved the phrasing, though. He said Dylan's phrasing is incredible, and he said, I wanted those cadences in the lyrics, that sort of declamatory style, combining it with the gospel stuff. So here you got Dylan doing sort of a Dylan plus gospel thing. You know, the timpani mallets, you know, the distinctive rhythm on the tambourine head, right? It's not just like a standard sound. Yeah. And sort of a bolero feel, the piccolo on the introduction. You know, this whole thing of a musical journey taking place. Yeah. It wasn't just a song. You're being taken on an emotional tour through this guy's feelings. And that song stopped everybody in its tracks.
I hear you're going to be teaching soon, like me. Is this going to be one of those classes?
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of the great songs of all time. I put Reach Out, I'll Be There as one of the great songs of the 60s. People talk about, you know, you can say whatever you want, you know. So here's a little bit of Reach Out, I'll Be There, the great Four Tops performance with Lamont Dozier. Dead at the age of 81. On August 8th, we lost one of the giants of the Motown industry, of the songwriting lexicon that was established for popular music in the 60s. So here it is, the Four Tops on Sound Opinion. And the world around is crumbling down. Down reach out. Oh, girl. Reach out for me. Reach out for me.
Four Tops. Reach out, I'll be there. And that is it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.